Okay, so yesterday we bit up a big chunk. I want to go back now, maybe go a little bit more methodically. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we'll come back to that. We should really see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah well. I think it's a very interesting Gemara. We'll come back to that. But let's start over here. So, taking it from the beginning, the Gemara said, Shmuel says that Bitsina, you could be over Bitsina, you should be over the Zohar. It doesn't have to be a Mason Nefesh or over the Zohar. So Mars in the Chanam, Inu Domek Rebelazah, the Tanya of Lezraim, we have to show him the Kecha, Bechol Vavah, Bechol Nafshach, Bechol Meidecha. Nem Bechol Nafshach, Lem Bechol Meidecha, Nem Bechol Meidecha, Lem Bechol Nafshach. Yesh Tchodim, Shigufi Chavlo, Lem Meinu, Kach Nem Bechol Nafshach. Yesh Tchodim, Shigufi Chavlo, Mikufi Kach Nem Bechol Meidecha. And then what about Gili Reis and Shvichos Domem? So that's the Hamshach. Shvichos Domem is the Sora, my Chosus and Gili Reis, we learn out from Shvichos Domem. Our Kapanim Rabbi Shmuel is Chaylik by, at least by Avodah Zarah. We'll see what Rabbi the other Avodah is. Came out to all the Rishayin and Paskin like Rabbi, like Rabban, and not like Rabbi Shmuel. Taisus and Avodah Zarah says, Taisus and Avodah Zarah, Chavzayin, for a minute entertained, maybe the whole thing should be like Rabbi Shmuel. Because Pashas in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Rabbi seems to hold Rabbi Shmuel. But we're not doing the Gemara and Avodah Zarah today. We did a little bit too much of it yesterday. We'll come back to one that was more. But like upon him, the Pashas in that Gemara, right? The Smag, a different halach. But the Pashas in that Gemara is the Rabbi is like Rabbi Shmuel. And the halach can sin in Pharesia. There's places for a minute entertained. Maybe the halach should be like Rabbi Shmuel if Rabbi is like Rabbi Shmuel. Places Chas v'Shalom, the halach should be like Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Chas v'Shalom? Some of Taisus coming out of the, I think I said yesterday, the historical experience of the Valley of Taisus by the Crusades. Some of the Jews were Meis HaNefesh, not the Shvazach. So it's posted to Taisus Chas v'Shalom and say that was also like Gilchus. There is Hagoyis HaShri, though. The Hagoyis HaShri in Ksuvas Dakim Lumet Beis seems to assume that Aloch is like Rabbi Shmuel. He speaks out that Oy Meri. I don't think he means Oy Meri Rabbi Shmuel. He means Oy Meri. Somebody means the Re Baal HaTaisus. That there's no difference between that by this, he says, I'm a re. That there's no difference between the Gimel Averis and other Averis. Everything's muta b'tzina and also b'feres. Someone comes out of this that he's passing like this place that he's passing the Rabbi Shmuel. Right, we'll see that a little bit more later on. But upon him, the Ma'aseh comes to show him is that Halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, but rather like the Rabbanon. That we say that that. We only say v'chayv on the other Averis, but by these Gimel Averis Chamuras, yeah, it's they are Yehoreg V'yal Yal. So I mentioned yesterday, Rashi says that how do we take and know the halacha of Yav V'yal Yehoreg, by other Averis, never mind the Gimel Averis, but by other Averis, how do we know the halacha that he should be, that Yav V'yal Yehoreg, that he does not have to be Mesa Nefesh? So Rashi says from v'chayv, that's the pastors from v'chayv. However, Taisus, on the bottom of the Beis, says they're really bad mitzvah. Taisus mechichet from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara is a shayla, is it benoyach mitzvah and kiddush Hashem? Does the benoyach have to be meis nefesh for his shiva mitzvah benoyach? Shayla, how the Gemara comes out, the Gemara poshu the bayah, not poshu the bayah. Shayla had to be goyish from the Gemara, like it's Rashi and Taisus. But at the point of the Gemara is a shayla, is it benoyach mitzvah and kiddush Hashem? Does he have to be meis nefesh for kiddush Hashem? The Pharisee, presumably the Pharisee. So Taisus over there asks, well, what's the Shaila? Even Bitsina, if a Noach has to be Moshe Nefesh for everything, because he doesn't have a Chayda. The Pasuk of a Chayda was said by Yisrael, it wasn't said by a Noach. So why should a Noach be able to get off the hook at all? The Noach has an Issa to eat Eve Menachai. It doesn't have the head of a Chayda. So if somebody was honest with a Noach, eat Eve Menachai, why has to be Moshe Nefesh? Where's his excuse? So Taisus said, no, it's a Svar. It's a svara that you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh for. It's a svara that he's allowed to eat Erev Menachat. Unless maybe Kiddush Hashem, for us, maybe it's Mitzvah and Chil Hashem, but otherwise it's a svara. You don't really need a pasuk of a Chayda. I said, why does the Gemara need a pasuk of a chayna? The Gemara Lamais has a pasuk of a chayna. What do you need it for? It's a svar. So what is Tosis' answer? You would have thought that I would learn it out from Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Adam. I need a pasuk. I need a chayna to mafkia not to learn out other avers from Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Adam. The lashon of Tosis is, it's the last line, and I'm at base. Ki heichad in erleil of shar mitzvus miretzeich v'nayra amurasa v'afilu b'tzino yabar v'al yehorek l'kuli alma. What's that gush of the kuliyama? What's that wrong with that kuliyama? What's that? Even Rabbi Shmuel, right? Means even Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel also needs v'chayda. You see, Rabbi Shmuel also uses v'chayda. If it's a svara, why does Rabbi Shmuel need v'chayda? Teretz is because I need a pasuk. I need v'chayda not to learn out from. Well, if it is Zohar, Rabbi Shmuel holds you really like Shara Veres, but not to learn out at least from Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim. Because even Rabbi Shmuel, who argues by Avodah Zohar, but he agrees that by Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim that's Yehor V'al Yavar. So even Rabbi Shmuel might have learned that from Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim. So you need v'chaybim to be mafkia from that possibility. So first of all, of course, we need to know what's the svar. Tosis says it's a svar. Why is it a svar? God says not to do it. So what's the svar? It doesn't have to mess in that. Moreover, what is Akasha? What about the Gemara and Yuma and that they hate? We see many times. Where it says that the Tanoim were Mahalchum Aderech, Mahalchum Aderech, and they asked me, from Minayim also, that Pikuch Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. Was Deich HaShabbos? And each one had a different theory. Rabbi Shmuel said from Rabbi Machteres, and there were other Lingudim from the fact that that somebody is Malamed Schus, we take we're Mavatal Avoida for it. If somebody was in the middle of Avoida and he had a Limus Schus to be Matal somebody in Beis Din, so we're Mavatal Avoida, and the Gemara had other Limudim, so all slew of Limudim. What do you need to do? And then the Shmuel said, V'chayda, V'loj Yomas Bam. So there also. So why do they need Limudim? It's a Svar. Taisha says it's a Svar. Pikuch Nefesh, Deich HaShabbos. That you're not mechuyev to be meis nefesh for an aver. So why did all those tanoim need limudim? Elamai, what would you say? What would you need it in? The same thing the Taish says over here, we'll say over there. I need the limudim. We shouldn't learn after Gilei Ayis and Shvichos Domim. I don't think that works, because. How does the Gemara really work? The Gemara is a whole bunch of limudim from various tanoim. So the kairim that pikuch nefesh deich shabbos, and then the Gemara says the kulu is still pircha because ashkechon vade sofik minolim. They're all good limudim for vade pikuch nefesh, but not good limudim for sofik pikuch nefesh. And that I need Shmuel's drasha v'chayda. So I don't understand. So tell me what's the kasha. What's the kasha? If you mention something, the shy level is what do you need a pasuk? What do you need these limudim for? Technically, it's a svar. So the immediately available answer is the same thing that Tosis said. I need the limudim because without the limudim, I would learn out from Gilui Arayis because Dom the Yimachuyif to be Meisa Nefesh. So therefore, we have to have these limudim. If that's the case, I don't understand. There, I don't understand the question. What's the Gemara is asking? Ashkechon vade sofik midolim. Fine, so I don't have a mokah for sofik, but I have a mokah for vade. That's at least enough to break that I can't learn out from Gilui Arayis because Dom. Like Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim, you have to be Moshe Nefesh. Here I have Limudim that by Yechais Refuah and Shabbos, you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh. At least by a Vadai Sakana, you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh. So now I know that it's not like Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim. Now I know that Chil Shabbos is not like Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim. You don't have to be Moshe Nefesh for Chil Shabbos. So fine, so now once I break the Limud from Gilui Arayis and Shvichos Domim, so I could revert to the Svara that it's a Svara that Pekuch Nefesh Doich Shabbos. So I have a question with this. So what's happening in that Gemara? Chara, it's muchach in that Gemara that there is no Svara. I talk in the Limud. You with me? You see in that Gemara that I need a Limud not just to break the analogy to Gilir Ashen Shvichas Damim. To break the analogy to Gilir Ashen Shvichas Damim, it's enough that I have a Limud on Vari Pikuch Nefesh. Now I know it's not like Gilir Ashen Shvichas Damim. Now I know that Shabbos, for example, is not like Gilir Ashen Shvichas Damim. You don't have to be Mesa Nefesh for Shabbos. So once I break the analogy to Gilir Ashen Shvichas Damim, so now I have a Svar. The Svar is that Pikuch Nefesh is Deich Shabbos. Like Tesis says, that's a Svar. So why do I have to have any Limud? Or what's the Pirch on those Limud? Those limudim are perfectly fine. At least they break the limud from Gilead Ashes done. Why do I have to have anything more? So the chayra, we have to be mechalik between oinus and refu. That's going to be mukhakobia. That the svar that Taisa says is only by oinus. By refu, you need a pasuk. If Tosav is talking about Agam Rosh, he's talking about Einus. By a Menoyach, if he's Mitzuhan Kiddush Hashem, the Shalom Gemara, if he's Menoyach, he's Mitzuhan Chil Hashem, and after him, Refuah is not Chil Hashem. The whole Chil Hashem is the Farhesio, when he's Ma'anah Soy, Lahavir Isli Al Dosoy, Nat Hanos Atzmai. By definition, Chil Hashem is the Farhesio, when the guy is Ma'anah Him, Nat Lahanos Atzmai. Refuah is not the way. So refuah is never a case of chil Hashem. The Taisa is talking about a case of oinus. Benoyach, the Gemara, if he's mitzvah chil Hashem, is a case of oinus. So there, Taisa says that pikuach nefesh is a svara. It's a svara that you don't have to be that b'mokum oinus, you're allowed to do the aver. I don't need a pasuk that. I only need a pasuk that I shouldn't learn out from the Ashen Shvichas Dam. Masha'en came by refuah, which is the Gemara in Yuma. Refuah is not a svara. Because by refuah there's no oinus. So if there's no oinus, so then there's no svar. Then I have to have a pasuk of a chayv and a kasuk. I think that's a mukhach. This idea that there's a chilek between refuah and oinus, of course, has a big mokum rishon in the Rambam. That's the famous shitas Rambam. The Rambam in Perkei, if you say the Torah, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, "Rambam talking about the gimel averes chamuros, where the halacha is that you're supposed to be meisa nefesh, yarav al yav." So the Rambam. So what happens if goyim were ma'anis somebody to the oved of a dezar? Happened many times in history, and they held a gun to his head and they said, "You know, we're going to kill you if you're not oved of a dezar." And he's oved of a dezar. So the Rambam says, "So what's the halacha? Is he chayiv miso?" Doesn't say the fairish anymore. Is he chayiv miso for being oved of a dezar? I mean, maybe misik. There's not even bas. There's not astro, presumably so. But is he chayav? Is he chayav korban? Is he chayav? Does he have chiyuvim? Just mention it's not before shemores. Machlekes shishanim. But the Rambam paskins that he's not chayav. He's not chayav. He's potter. The Ramban in the Ran in just to know just my mechaims a little bit. The Ran in Samach Aleph from the days in Sanhedrin. Brings Hashem the Rabban also that he's potter. He brings Rabbeinu David, who's the Talmud of the Rabban. Rabbeinu David also that he's chayav. He's chayav on the Rabban. So it's machlokes as Yishayim. But the shittas Rambam upon him, shittas Rambam, is that if he did the aveir, he's potter. Pashtus because he's an onus. At the end of the day, he's an onus. The mocha for the Rambam. And the Shlomo says, I think I mentioned yesterday. It's from where? From Abzeir in Abadazar. Yeah, I don't want to get into Abadazar again today, but tomorrow probably. But the Mokash from Abzeir in Abadazar, Abzeir is talking about they were ma'anis into Mishachavatu Vehemo. And Abzeir says, Vehemo is not also because we're in Ireland, that's a dog. So he says, Medaik and Abzeir didn't say Vechaibe. Abzeir agrees you're not allowed to do it. There's no Vechaibe. Abzeir agrees that it's Yehar Gvel Yava. But nonetheless, if there holds it, there's a p'tur of v'leinar le'tasadov. Oinus pathism. And if there holds, if he's part of the name, is not also either. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, the Rambam, a few halachas later, says that let's say somebody was deathly sick. And the refuah was Gilei Arayis, the Shvichas Lomim, or Avodah Zarah. The Ram Sakhun Khafei, but Kalim is Yabin Chutzmi of a Zogil Yasin's Fichazan. So Ram says he's that the Rafuah of Sakhunas, but Pikuch Nefesh, Deicha, Uli Surim Shabbatayo, except for Gil Yasin of a Zogil Yasin. And what happens if he did it anyway? He did the refuah of Gilirai Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zarah, whatever exactly the case might be. So what's the din? Says the Rami is chayev. So Chayim asks, why is he chayev? Why is he chayev? But by Oynes, the Rami says that you're potter. How much the same case? Chayev the same case. Here you have the goyim held the gun, or whatever, Anas held the gun to his head. I don't know, we have to blame the guy. Anas held the gun to his head and said you have to be over in Avera. So the Rambam says you're potter. You're not allowed to do it, but the Maase, if you did it, you're potter, you're honest. And the same case by Kolmis Rapi, by Sakonis, by somebody has a deathly sickness, and he was Mr. Rapi with Avera's regular eyes and Shechaz Domim, which you're not allowed to do. There the Rambam says it is chay. So Maishno. So the Chayim point out this Rambam. They say you see in the Rambam that there's a difference between Oynes and Pikuach Nefesh and Refuah with Srapas. Oynis is a Ptur, but Oynis has a Ptur of Lenar Latasa Dolor. Pikuach Nefesh is not Oynis. There's no Lenar Latasa Dolor by Pikuach Nefesh. And Oynis is Pikuach Nefesh. So they held the gun to us, that's Pikuach Nefesh. That's Oynis. That's Lenar Latasa Dolor, and that's Taka Potter. But if somebody had a deathly sickness and he was misrapi with that, but his regular actions, he was Domim. So the Maisi is not allowed to do it, so he doesn't have to have the Chayvim. And if Lenar L'Tasa Dover, it doesn't apply. Because if Lenar L'Tasa Dover is by Oynes and not by Refu. So Al-Derech Hazeh, we'll say over here, the Taisus means that it's a Svar because he's an Onus. Taisus, by Oynes, you don't need a Pasuk. In Svar, if he's an Onus, it should be Mutal Chathil. Because of Lenar L'Tasa Dover. But that svara is only by Oynes and not by Refuah. So first of all, there's two nekudas here that just need to be filled in. First of all, If that's talking about Pshat and Tosfos, that the svar is because of Lenayah L'Tasa Dover because he's an onus. So you see a chiddush. If Lenayah L'Tasa Dover is not merely a ptur einshin, but it takes off the issur altogether. It's not called that he did the issur. Because Tosfos is talking not about the evidence getting an onish. Tosfos is talking about the chatchilah. It's in svar. The svar is that without the chayvim, that if somebody was onus, then he's allowed to be over there. They're holding a gun to his head. He's allowed to be over there. What's the svar? Prioritizing means because he's honest. So, why is it a p'tur, but it's not a hetel chachilah. So it says in this Tosfos, if this is the right shot in Tosfos, that onus is not merely a p'tur einshin, Tosfos is a hetel chachilah. It takes off that very well together. And the emesis in the Rambam is also doing it that way, because the lashon of Rambam, maybe I could borrow Rambam. When the Rambam talks about this case of Oynes, Rambam says a tremendous chiddush b'emes. Kol mi shenemer bo yaber ve'al yehoreg v'nera v'lo yovar ha'ez mischayev v'nasha. So that's okay. Shabbos is something where you're supposed to do the Avera and you didn't do it, and you allowed yourself to be killed, so Harizim is Chayav Nafshi, it's his own fault. It's his own fault for he shouldn't have been so. It was a Chosid Shaita, he should have been Chal Shabbos. V'chol mi shenever by Yorag v'al Yavar, but those Gimel Avera is Chamur, so the Yorag v'al Yavar, v'nerag v'lo Yavar, and he did the Halacha, he was Nerag v'lo Yavar, Harizim Kiddush Hashem. Im hoi v'asor mishol, Harizim Kiddush Hashem v'rabim. If he does the Avera, there is a chilas Hashem v'rabim. Who bitul mitzvah to say she kiddush Hashem. V'yarvah mitzvah to say she chil Hashem. V'yaf al pichem, nei she'ovah v'aynes, ein malka noisi, ben tzorach lo'im Hashem, v'misu noisi b'esti. I feel a horag v'aynes. She'en malka noisi, v'misu noisi l'oivir b'tsoinoi, v'aydin v'asra. She'en ema b'noisi mizara l'moyach, v'nisati yispani v'yishu, v'n'epi ha'shmu l'amdu, ahu v'loi onos, v'loi shagi, v'loi mo'ch. He brings a different pasuk. He doesn't bring an ayat hasan dover. He brings a different pasuk. Ahu v'loi onos. So it's not so clear meaning the Ram. First of all, the Ram's Mechadish is a tremendous thing. The Ram's Mechadish is that there's such a thing as Chilul Hashem, not the Ram. There's such a thing as Chilul Hashem B'tzina. If you read the Sugya, you only see Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem B'faresi. You don't see in the Gemara an animal of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem B'tzina at all. And the Pashas says that the Gimel Averis Chamurus, that you have to embrace Efesh Afilu B'tzina, has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. It's rather it's because of the Chaim Aver itself. The Gimel Aver is the Chaim Aver is it doesn't allow you to do the doesn't allow you to do it even on penalty of death. What's not do Kiddush Hashem Chilul Hashem? Kiddush Hashem Chilul Hashem is only for Hesi. That's the pasuk in the Gemara. The Ramban and the Mechamis writes to Beferish that the din of Yehori Val Yaver Betzina has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem Chilul Hashem. It's because of the Chaim Aver Atzma. The Ramban is Moisik, he said, that's why Bitsino, there's no difference if the Anas was Lanos Atzmi, not Lanos Atzmi. The chilik between Lanos Atzmi and not Lanos Atzmi is only Bifaresia. So Ramban is Mazbir, because Bifaresia has to do Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, so that's totally in the Kavanos Anas. It's only a Chilul Hashem if he's doing it Lavir Haladat. If he's doing it Lanos Atzmi, it's not a Chilul Hashem. But the Gimel Aver is the Chamur, they have to be Moisik and Efesh Bitsino, that's Machmas Chaymer Aver Atzmi. That's nothing but Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. The Rama says Beferi is not doing. The Rama says that the din that by the Gimel Averis Chamurus, you Moisen that by Gimel Averis Chamurus, if he's the din that he has to be Moisen Nefesh, implies that if he's that's it's a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem Betzino, and if he's over and he's not Nerag, then he's Mechalas Hashem Betzino. So a new barrier of being Mechalas Hashem Betzino and Mechadash Hashem Betzino. Where did Rama get that from? Nechafesa. Also very interesting in the Rambam. The Rambam says all the things that he did wrong. This fellow who was over and he was not Nerag. He was over Avodah Zorah and he didn't get killed. So the Rambam says all the things he did wrong. He was Mechalas Hashem and he failed to be Mekadosh Hashem. But there's something the Rambam does not mention that Lechari also did wrong. This fellow was over Avodah Zorah and he was over Avodah Zorah. He's supposed to be Yarbal Yabri, he was over Avodah Zorah. So the Rambam says Harizim Mechalas Hashem, and if it was Basar Mitzvah, it was Mechalas Hashem Rabin, and he was Mevatul the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and he's over the lav of Chilul Hashem. What's missing? Avodah Zorah. Why didn't he say? And he was over Avodah Zorah to boot. Harizim Mashim Gemashmois, and the Ram missed Haka that. That Oynis, the Ram holds, or Oynis, the Ram also holds, that Oynis is not merely a Ptur. The Oynis, since he's an Onus, so Yitaka does not have the Aver of Avodah Zarah. He only has Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, by definition, are not subject to Oynis. There's no Din Oynis on Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. That's the Din that he's supposed to be Moisei Nefesh. But on Avodah Zarah, there's a Din of Oynis, and it's not called that he was Oyvah the Aver of Avodah Zarah. That's much nicer. Hagam, I'm a little bit bothered because when the Rambam brings the Mokar that Oynis is Potter, so he doesn't bring Vilanayel Tasid Dover, he brings a Pasuk by Vinasati is Ponai, by Ishahu, Benoisin Mizari Lemoilach. So we have a Drosha, Hahuvaloi Onus. That's a Pasuk that's talking about Oynis, not a Pasuk about the Aveira itself. I don't know how do we get out of this pasuk, not just of Torahimus, but that his mamas not over there, any of that. But a lot of the mashmos in the Ram is, and maybe that's the mashmos of this Tosis too, that if in fact Tosis is coming from is saying that a svar oinus, that oinus is not merely a Torahimus, oinus is, it means that it's not over there at all. There's a famous Chemda Shlomo based on this Ram. Chemda Shlomo says, this is famous, right, that oinus is kili didn't do the mice at all. The mice happened, but nothing to do with you. But since it wasn't done, the rotsim. Wasn't done from his volition, so it's not called that it's his ma'aseh. The ma'aseh happened, but he didn't do it. That's what it says here. That as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, he wasn't Avodah Zarah altogether. he was Mekadosh, he was Mechalas Hashem, Tzilon. And he failed to be Mekadosh, and he failed to be, he failed to be Mekadosh Hashem, he was Mechalas Hashem. But Avodah Zarah is not, I know, Avodah Zarah is not mentioned here b'chal. And where does this come from? This new kind of chil Hashem beretzino. The pasuk in the Dasti Pesach in Israel is talking about that. So where did this new barrier of kiddush Hashem beretzino and chil Hashem beretzino? Where does it come from? I think from Yahavtus Hashem. That's the pasuk the Gemara brings. For the din, the after the lesson, nefesh shavu deserve it. Sinner, the Gemara brings the pasuk we have to Hashem. I think the Rambam holds that we have to Hashem is a kind of chil Hashem and kiddush. You know, we have to Hashem. The is only about deserve, not about gilui ashen shvichus tamim. The Rambam is talking about gilui ashen shvichus tamim too. Maybe it's megala. The Sfar Mechosos with the limud of Gili Reis to Shvichus Damim. It's a Gili Milsa that it all goes into what's the Issel, Maisi Zonis. And it all goes into Avas Hashem, it all goes into V'Yahavta, which in the Rambam is Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. It's a new kind of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem and Rambam. You know, a bit Sinner Rambam. Tachana, the Shaita Rambam. Okay, so in Maisi, in the Rambam we have a source that there's a chiluk between oynes and refuah. By oynes, meaning they held the gun to his head, that's it is hakapata, because we have a din of we have the patur of oynes. Ahuva loy omus, the Rambam brings. Whereas the Rebbe Zeir but from the Nairal Tassadover. So I don't know why Rebbe Zeir but from the Nairal Tassadover and the Rambam brings Ahuva loy omus by Lysen Zahar Lamar. So anyway. In Akapon, we have a drush that oynes is potter, but that, and not only potter, but it's mashm the Rambam, but it's mamish mutter. As far as oynes is concerned, there's no other at all. He says that's in Moshe Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. For if Al Chil Hashem, he has to be Moshe Nefesh, Afilu Bitsino. But as far as the other Asma is concerned, he's honest. And perhaps that's the Pshat in Tosis as well, that there's a Svara that even without Vechaydim, the Svara is that he's honest. That's only by oynes. But by Refuah, it's Mubu in the Ramam, Refuah is not oynes. By Refuah, if he was Omer Belei Nerag, Omer Belei Meis, so he's chayef. He's chayef for Chilus, he's chayef for Avodah Zarah. So it was Misrapi with Avodah Zarah, he's chayef. There's no Ptur Oynes. Refuah is not Oynes. So Derech said, we can say for Tosis also, the Gemara and Yumas, well, my Refuah. Refuah, there's no Oynes. There you talk in Yipsukim, V'chayimim. And my Gimel Averis don't have a Chayimim. Chayimim, what's the Svar? Chayimim, Svar is a little hard to understand. What's the difference if a person is holding a gun to his head? Or the cancer cells are holding the gun to his head. Mice, it's a what's the difference? It's the same sakon. That's very not clear. Reb Shimon, Shmuel brings that he heard from Reb Shimon in the footnotes. They say it's in the Shirim. Also, Reb Shimon. Shema said a hezbollah like this. I mean, it's a fact, you know. It says in Rambam. It's not like Shikler. It says in Rambam this distinction between oynes and refuah. Shabbos, what's the havonah? So Shmuel said that the havonah is like this. He said that oynes means that you're not doing the avera b'rotzen. You're doing it because of a compulsion, so it lacks in rotzen. So he says, where the sakana was a pre-existing sakana. He had a sakana, he has a machla. The machla is not because of the avera. The machla has nothing to do with the avera. He has a machla. He wants to do the avera because by doing the avera, he'll have a benefit that he'll have a refuah from the machla. So that's not called that he's doing the avera shaloi baratzen. That's called he's doing Aveira Verotzen. He has a very big Rotzen, because his Rotzen is that he wants to have a refuah for the Machlokes. But that's not a lack of Rotzen. Because the Machlokes, he's not, the Machlokes exists, the Sakana exists, the Aveira didn't cause the Sakana. The Sakana exists out there. He wants to do the Aveira in order to be misalik the Sakana. So that's a Rotzen. No different than any other Rotzen. Everything has a reason. Person doesn't have air, there's always a reason why he does the Aveira. He does the Aveira because he wants to have enjoyment. He does the Aveira because he wants to profit. He does the Aveira because he wants to be saved from his illness. These are all reasons why he wants to do the Aveira. It doesn't take away from the Rotzen. But Maisi, he's doing the Aveira with the Rotzen. Now, Shane came by case of an Oynes. It's not there was some pre-existing Sakana. The Sakana is tied into the Aveira. He's doing the Aveira because somebody is telling him that if he doesn't do the Aveira, they're going to shoot him. So that's called that he's not doing Aveira Mirotzen. Because he's being forced to do the Aveira. The Aveira is not to take away some Sakana that existed before. The Aveira is because not doing the Aveira will put him into a Sakana. We're not doing the Aveira will put him into a Sakana. Then that already I label not as an Aveira that he's doing Mirotzen to take off some Sakana that was out there from before. That's cool that he's doing the Aveira with a lack of Rotzen, because if he fails to do the Aveira, somebody's going to shoot him. That's Rav Shimon's Masbah, the distinction. Yeah. That's how he's Masbah, the distinction. I don't know he's so much Marach in the Svar. The Svar, there has to be a distinction. Rav Shimon's being Magda, the distinction. What do we label, and it's important maybe some of this for cases that are not so clear, what do we label them? Do we label them Refuah? Or do we label them oinus? You know, obviously, a gun to his head is oinus. Machla is a refuah. There are other cases that might be more ambivalent. Talk in a few minutes. What about bog machteres? Is that more like a refuah? Is that more like like oinus? So Hashem gives us a litmus test. If the sakana existed before the aveira, and now he's doing the aveira to take away the sakana, that's called the hisrafas. That's not oinus. If the sakana is because failing to do the aveira will be misakening him, then that's called an oinus, and an oinus is part. An oinus is called he's not doing it berotzen, it's a huva loyonus, and that's already he's not nenesh, and the mashmash in the Rambam is it's not even called he did a maaseh. Okay, now let's move along. The Gemara brings up Shim. This was the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, "Well, the Averis, Yehor Gal Yavar, Chutz Mi Gimel Averis." Reb Shmuel, Schole, and Reb Shmuel says, "No, Avodah Zarah, V'chayben, you lie to the other." Says V'chayben, even by Avodah Zarah, it says V'chayben. So I had a kasha. After this, I saw that a lot of that Mechaschina has the kasha. And the Guru Sari has the Kasha. The Mechaschinuch is in Reish Tzadik Vav, Beis. He has the following Kasha. He says, Stira Rabbi Shmuel. He says, because in Agama we find that Rabbi Shmuel Dashin Zachayva. Elsewhere we find that Rabbi Shmuel himself does not seem to Dashin Zachayva. Where is that? Anybody else? What? And you? What about the Mar Yuma? Pay seems to keep coming back this morning. The more you move at the Tanoim, Halcha Maderech, and they say, how do you know that Kuch Nefesh is Leicha Shabbos? And Rabbi Shmuel said, we're going to have Vav Machteres, and Rabbi Kiva said from Mizbechit Kechelo, each one of four limudim, from four different Tanoim. And then the Gemara says, and Shmuel said, Yavina Hosam, Avaminu, I would Avaminu, Bechai Bebeloi Shiyomus. The Gemara says, Rabbi, I think, Kulu Islu Kirchum, Ivarmi the Shmuel. So, then we have a Pharisee Gemara that the Tanoim, they didn't have the drosha of Chaimah. Rabbi Shmuel came up with the drosha of Chaimah. They had other droshas. Rabbi Shmuel had a drosha from Bava Machteres. Asked the Mechaschinuch, why does Rabbi Shmuel need a drosha from Bava Machteres? What's the drosha from Bava Machteres? Madach Bava Machteres, we find the Pekuch Nefesh, Doich Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim is Metame Soretz. It's very chomor. More chomor than Shabbos. So, and Pekuch Nefesh is Doich Shvichas Domim. So, Pekuch Nefesh, Doich Shvichas Domim. So, Kav Lachayim, it is Doich Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Kuislu Pircho because Bob Machter is a Vada, not a Sophic. So Ashkenaz Vada, you don't know a Sophic. Because the Rabbi told said that because nefesh chazaka in the mind and asmei on the moinoi, so it's a vadi that the ganav is coming and liskin the foshes. So it's only a mokar for vadi, it's not a mokar for sofik. We need sofik with the nefesh. So therefore we have to come out to Shmuel of a chayvim. So there you have a gemara that it seems that Shmuel didn't know about the chayvim. Okay, if you had the chayvim, you wouldn't need the drushim. But machteris and the chayvim is a better drushim because it includes vadi and it includes sofik and not only vadi. And Agamar, Yishol himself by Avodah Zorah has the drushim of a chayvim. So the Chassidah wants to answer with the distinction between Oynis and Rebu. That Rabbi Shmuel only has a drosha of a chayvim by Oynis. But by Rafu he didn't have the drosha of a chayvim. That Shmuel was Mahadish. By Rafu he only had Bob Machdash. He says a funny Hezber in the Chassidah. I thought the Hezber, we say a posh of the Hezber for this distinction. That by Oynis, where it's really a Svara, places in other place, it's a Svara. And I only did a chayibahem not to learn out from Gilir Eisen Shrikos Domim. So there Rabbi Shmuel holds that he dashes the chayibahem, don't learn out from Gilir Eisen Shrikos Domim, go with the svar that Oynis is mutter. But by Rafu, we don't have the svar that Oynis is mutter, so you want to create a new heter of a chayibahem without being an onus, that Rabbi Shmuel didn't have, except from a chayibahem, from Bob Machter. Maybe we can make that work. And this would presume that Bob Machteris is like a fool. I mean, Chassidus assuming that Bob was going to have to assume that Bob Machteris is like a fool, which is good, I think. According to Rabbi Shimon's litmus test, that's why I said it, to think about that for a minute. Because by Bob Machteris also, the sakona is a pre-existing sakona. The ganav is coming to kill. So the sakona exists first, and now he wants to go and do Shvichus Dom and take away the sakona. So that's more like a fool and less like not like Oynis. The problem with Chassidus Teretz, the Mechaskinuk says it's a flaw. I can see that flaw, says Mamishness. It's a Mechaskinuk Teretz. The problem with the Mechaskinuk Teretz is that it's against the Gemara Mefureshes. Mamish Gemara Mefureshes. I don't know how you. The Gemara about Zorach Hazayinim at base, we haven't talked about yet. The Gemara about Zorach Hazayinim at base has a story that Ben Dom, I think it was, Ben Dom was bitten by a snake. And they wanted there was a min who wanted to be merapi him. Places brings Yerushalmi that he wanted to be merapi him with the lachash of Avodah Zarah. It was some Avodah Zarah magic. And Ben Doma said v'chaybem. Let him cure me v'chaybem. So Rabbi Shmuel said that's only b'tzina not b'farhesia. And here's b'farhesia and it's also l'mishli and he wouldn't let. So they told me refuah. And Ben Doma quoted the pasuk v'chaybem, and Rabbi Shmuel said v'chaybem is only b'sin and not b'farhesia. Rabbi Shmuel. So the Farish Gemara that this whole Rabbi Shmuel that b'sin you have v'chaybem b'farhesia not, because then you have the v'izkadashti. It's talking about refu, not only by us. I'm sure Farish Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel said it by refu also, not only by us. No, so the Mechaskinus Teretz is not going to help, not going to work. Okay, so how do you do this? I have a steer in Rabbi Shmuel. So I don't know, a good teretz, I don't know what to tell you. The Gvur Sari says a teretz. The Gvur Sari wants to answer here in Yuma Pehe. Shalitai. He says like this, that if I only had a chaybem, so I would only know, or Shmuel, if you only had a chaybem, if you didn't have a limit for Bamach Teretz, so if you would use a chaybem for Shara Beres, you wouldn't have it for Abba Dazar. But since Bashar Veres, he has a Chalochemer from Bob Machteres, so now he knows Bashar Veres, Pekuch Nefesh Zdoicha, but Abba Dazor, he can't learn out the Chalochemer, because maybe Abba Dazor is more Chalochemer than Shrikos Dom. So this, but now, Bechaybim is Meyuter, he can learn out to Abba Dazor too. That's the Gvusari. It's a technical Teretz. I don't understand this Teretz so much. Morashach. Does Yishmael have the Drosh of Yahafta? Does he not have the Drosh of Yahafta? He has the Drosh of Yahafta, so it's a fair Shaposit that Abba Dazor is your Hagel Yavar. What's a Yit is not going to help. Elamai, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the drosha v'yahafta. If he doesn't have the drosha v'yahafta, then Avodah Zarah is like any other aveira, and you don't need a special yitta for it. It's b'chal ol aveiras. So I don't know. These teretz also I don't understand. I thought maybe we could say like this, the doichik. Maybe we'll say like this. Let's say Rabbi Shmuel has the drosha v'chaybim. That's for sure, that even if you have the drosha v'chaybim, you can't ask, well, if I have a drosha v'chaybim, why do I need a pasuk of Baba Machteres, you had to kill the ganav. typically, that it's Pikuch Nefesh V'chaibah. That's for sure not sure. Why not? That nobody asks. Reb Shmuel Darshan V'chaibahim. So why does the Torah have to say, we can ask on our own, if it says in Torah V'chaibahim, so why need a Pasuk that ain't Leitomim and they allowed to kill the Bob Machteris? Of course they allowed to kill the Bob Machteris. Pikuch Nefesh is Doichi Yisur. That's a klutz kasha. Why is it a klutz kasha? What? No, even without that, even more obvious than that. No, more obvious than that. The Ganav also has Pikuch Nefesh. Well, Pikuch Nefesh, but the Ganav is also somebody. That's like every Ritzich, right? That's the more of my Chosis. You can't say, well, Pikuch Nefesh, I'm allowed to kill him because of Pikuch Nefesh. So my Chosis, the Ganav also has Pikuch Nefesh. Why is your Pikuch Nefesh better than his Pikuch Nefesh? Yeah, that's after I have a pasuk, but without the pasuk, about it's pikuch nefesh. You can't say it's pikuch nefesh. You're allowed to kill a guy about pikuch nefesh. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that here we don't reckon with the pikuch nefesh of the guy. I don't reckon with the pikuch nefesh of the guy. The Torah said, you don't reckon with this pikuch nefesh. So I need a pasuk. That's what I have. There needs to be a pasuk, at least with one machteres itself. That's number one. Step one. Now, step number two. The emes is. The Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bob Machteris, after you have a pasuk, the gedder Bob Machteris is Pikuch Nefesh. And this we marach about in when we were learning the sugya of Bob Machteris. That Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, we saw in the Yushalmi, that Shitas Rabbi Shmuel is that even a Sufik Balestina pasuk is allowed to kill the Bob Machteris. That's how he dashed in Zorach Hashem Shalom, like the Sefta. Unless you know for sure that he's coming L'Shalom, then you're allowed to kill him. So even a Suffolk, you're allowed to kill, even if he's a Suffolk bug, we have the Sefta that way, it's all Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's drashing the Psalm, and the Sham is Befeirish Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the Darshan, the Pasuk, this is right that we had in Bumach Teres Salah. It was on there finally, as an option. This is the Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is, but Emes, that Bumach Teres is even a Suffolk Bumach Teres. So the Gemara asks, and Rabbi Shmuel, clue is to Pircha, because Rabbi says that Bumach Teres is a Vada. That's because Rav is going like the Tanan and Agamar and the Sugi Bob Machteres that only a Vade Bal is going to gets killed. That's how we dash in the Pasuk from Zorach Hashem Shalom. That it has to be Pshit Loch Milsik and Ahur that is coming on this going to Foshes. And if it's only a Sophic, you're not allowed to kill him. Because it's not really a Pekuch Nefesh to get there. If it's Pekuch Nefesh, even Sophic, Pekuch Nefesh is Pekuch Nefesh. It's not a Pekuch Nefesh to get there. It's a Chiyuba the Raidif. And for Chiyuba the Raidif, you have to have a Vade Raidif. So that's how we hold. But Rabbi Shmuel holds that even a Suffolk Baal Iskin Nefesh is allowed to kill him. There's no Chiyuv with the Raidif. So why are you allowed to kill him? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds nothing to do with Chiyuv with the Raidif. It's a Gedder of Pikuch Nefesh. This is the rate that we spoke through. We put together, we're learning Sugma Machteris. And that is Machlaik is Tanoim. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bob Machteris is a Gedder of Pikuch Nefesh. And it's even by Suffolk Baal Iskin Nefesh, like the Tesefta. And Rabbi Shmuel is Lashitos in the Yerushalmi. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel Taka learns that Pikuch Nefesh from him. He doesn't have this Pircha of Suffolk and Vadai. Because he holds that Bob Machteris itself is a Suffolk. And the heter Bob Machteres is Pikuch Nefeshtik. So I'll leave with the emes. He says he could tackle it after Bob Machteres. The Gemara says that Rava said that the Rava said Kulus the Pircha, or the Gemara said Kulus the Pircha, because we all like Rava that Bob Machteres only by a Vadai. It's only by a Vadai. It's not as Pikuch Nefesh. It's Achiyuv the Raidif, and therefore you can't learn after Bob Machteres. But the Fi Rabbi Shmuel, you could learn after Bob Machteres, because Bob Machteres itself is a gather of Pikuch Nefesh. So the emes is that from Bob Machteres itself is a Pikuch Nefesh to Geheter, and therefore is a mocker that Pikuch Nefesh is doyfen Shvichus Domim and Kalachomer Sharis Rum Shibatara, they're not Matame Soros. So that's an emes there, which all could learn out from Bob Machteres. All Isurim, except for Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, the Kalachomer is not going to work, like the Shagas Ayataka pointed out, because Avodah Zarah maybe is more humble than Shvichus Domim. So for Avodah Zarah, you already have to have a Chayder. So I'm not saying it answers the kasha totally, but I think it softens the kasha. You need the chayvim for Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, you need the pasuk of Bob Machteres to tell me that Bob Machteres also has Pikuch Nefesh, because otherwise I would say the Ganav also a Nefesh. So I need a pasuk over there of Emily Dhamim to tell me that even by Bob Machteres you have a din of Pikuch Nefesh, because we don't reckon with the Pikuch Nefesh of the Ganav. We only reckon with the Pikuch Nefesh of the Baal HaBayis. So I might say I need both of them. I need the pasuk of Achayvim because I need it for Avodah Zarah, which is more common than Shvichus Domim. I need a pasuk by Bob Machteres because how would I know not to reckon with the nefesh of the Ganav, only to reckon with the nefesh of the Baal HaBayis? So I need a pasuk by Bob Machteres. And the emes is that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bob Machteres is a very good mocker. because it's taka midin pikuach nefesh, and it's even by sofik and not only by vaday. The Gemara that says that ustul pircha, because it's only by vaday, and it's only by vaday, and how would I know sofik? That's only aliba according to our shita. That Bob Machteris is a vaday, not a sofik. Rabbi Shmuel's shita, Rabbi Shmuel himself holds that Bob Machteris is even a sofik balas ginefashes. So in fact, Bob Machteris is a perfectly good limud, just as good as Vachaiben. It doesn't really have a pircha. The Gemara says istul pircha, because hov vaday hov a sofik. That's the lidon. But according to Rabbi Shalom himself, there's really no pircha. Bob Machteris is a perfectly good limud for everything except Avodah Zarah. So in a chenami, I have now an embarrassment to riches. When it comes to all other Yisurim Shiva Torah, I can learn out from either place. I can learn out from the Chayim, but I could just as well learn out from Bob Machteris. They'll both teach me that a Sufik, Pikuach Nefesh, is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. So now already it's not so shrewd. Why did Rabbi Shmuel, when they were Mahalcha Maderech, why did Rabbi Shmuel learn to bring the Pasuk of Bob Machteris? Why did he bring the Pasuk of the Chayim? Yeah, he could have put the Pasuk of the Chayim, but the Pasuk of Bob Machteris, for Shabbos at least, is just as good. Because that's also, it has no pircha, and that's also perfectly good limud, the pikuach nefesh, the chisur. Yeah, it's not going to be good enough for Avodah Zarah. There I'm going to meet b'chayda. So, yeah, I guess we could still ask, whether a mahalcha maderech, why did Rabbi Shmuel say, I have tuksukim? I have a b'chaybehem, that'll cover even Avodah Zarah, and I also have b'm machteres. Why? Instead, he only produced the pasuk of b'm machteres. And it's even worse, really, because he produced the pasuk of b'm machteres that's not going to cover Avodah Zarah. He could have brought the pasuk of b'chaybehem that covers everything. Of course, it doesn't cover b'm machteres. So maybe that's so. Either one. So I think that's what I'm saying. It's not we're not totally kasha free, but I think it softens the kasha a lot. Like this, the kasha was, why is Rabbi Shmuel bringing Bob Machteris, which is Islu Pircha? He should have brought the pasuk of the Chayben, which he himself holds from, which is Leslu Pircha, Lesli Pircha. But Rabbi Shmuel she tossed also Bob Machteris is also Lesli Pircha, because Bob Machteris itself is also Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. So Bob Machteris is just as good a limud as Vechaibim, except for Avodah Zarah itself. There you need Vechaibim. So I think it's the kasha now is much less ferocious than it would be otherwise. Now this brings me to another Nikudovia I'm going to talk about. Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik by Avodah Zarah. The pashtus is because he doesn't have Yahavta. He doesn't have the drosha of Yahavta. So therefore he doesn't b'chayv him even by Avodah Zarah. What about Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim? What does Rabbi Shmuel hold about Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim? It's a new path. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold about Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim? So Tosfos in Amud Beis, we saw, says that Rabbi Shmuel agrees by Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim. He says, L'kuli Alma, Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim is Yehoreg Bel Yama. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't argue with that. And in Svar L'chara, I think that's very mistaken. I only find that Rabbi Shmuel argues about Avodah Zarah because apparently he doesn't dash of Yahavta. Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim have nothing to do with the drosha of Yahavta. Shfichus Damim is a svar, my chosis. And Gilui Raos is hukish to Avodah Zarah. So Mustafa Rabbi Shmuel agrees to that. Why shouldn't he agree? Shfichus Damim for sure is a svar, my chosis. How could he argue? And Gilui Raos is hukish to Shfichus Damim. Hold on a second. But I understand the Tosfos in Amud Beis very well. And even the Lashon of the Gemara is really mashman that way, because the Lashon of the Gemara is, it's not mamash mukhah, but the Lashon of the Gemara is, V'avoidis kechavim loy, v'hatanya amr Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara only brings Rabbi Shmuel on Avodah Zarah. V'avoidis kechavim loy, v'hatanya amr Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, but they held like Rabbi Lazar. The Lashon of the Gemara itself is mashman that Rabbi Shmuel is only relevant to Avodah Zarah, nothing to do with Gilui Raos and Shfichus Damim. However, we find the Chevel Rishonim who say that Rabbi Shmuel argues by all three. Tosfos in two places, in Ksuvus, I don't know, Ksuvus Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah of Zayin Amud Beis, and Dagos Hashvi in Gimel Amud Beis in Ksuvus. I mean, I don't know if this counts as a lot of Rishonim, maybe it's all the same. The Hagos Hashvi called Tzuri, and so maybe it's all one Baal HaTosfos just appearing in many different places. But at Kapanim, we find the Shita Rishonim that Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik by all three. The Lashon that they say is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no difference between the Gimel Averis and other Averis. All Averis are the same. But sin is mutter b'faresia, the Havaris is l'adas, b'faresia is also. It placing Ksuvah stuff, you test, maybe I'll contextualize a little bit. What's the context of that thesis? The Gemara there quotes, it's talking about somebody was Mezayef his Chasimus on a star. Aiden wrote Chasimus Mezayefus on a star, but it was an Ines Nefasa. Somebody held a gun to their head and said, you better sign somebody else's name. So Shalif, if he's allowed to. So Gemara says that he's allowed to do it. So it's not called Mesa Matzmei Rosh if he said that he did that, because it was, you're allowed to do that. It's Zionist. So the Gemara, it's talking about Rav over there. The Gemara is Rav, and the Gemara says I don't know if the Lashon Gemara, but basically the Gemara says, how could Rav say that it's also Zionist Mitzvah according to Rav? The Omamar. If they said to Avorvi al Tehorig, Yavorvi al Yehorig, I need more excuses. But Amalei Rava, Hashli lo osil kamon lamluchi. If they would come to us and he asked, should we chasm or not? We would tell them they should sign the names and don't get their heads blown off. The Omamar, Aim the Chadova Shaimid, if they could cook Nefesh, I'll have a regular eyes from Shikhadomi Bilbat. So Rob is talking and he says that the only Averis that are Aimid between the cook Nefesh are a regular eyes from Shikhadomi. So Taisis, Pirish, I feel man the Machmir, like Machmir Ella Bahanach. Rob doesn't mean that he himself holds that these three Averis are Yahweh Yahweh. He means even the most machmedic person only be machmer yahor val yavar by these three averes chamuris. But Rava himself would say that you could be over even these three averes. The Rava who faced avar that feel of a hani in chayev limser atzmai b'tzino. Rava himself holds that even these averes chamuris you don't have to be meisa nefesh and you could be over. B'maseches avad ezara b'perek Rabbi Yishmael dak nadal and medalof. What's he talking? Nadal. Nadal. What's he talking about? What it says Rava himself holds that even by the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris you should be over. So when Rava said the Omamar that because Ein Lachadomer that's Oymed Pekuch Nefesh except these Gimel of Eretz, Rava himself holds even those three of Eretz aren't Oymed Pekuch Nefesh. But Rava is saying the Chasim Ashtar of Adi you could do because even the most Machmedic of people would only be Machmer by the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris. But Rava himself he's more Mekel than that. He would say you could be over even the Gimel of Eretz Chamuris. And he sent you to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. What's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? That's the one we saw yesterday. Where Rava said, "Why Mishtachel LeBehema Ba'ines?" Where Rava said, "If it's Betzino, so it's Bechaybem. But if it's Vehesio, then it's Nikdashti B'Seifan Yisrael." So Tais is assuming that Rava's—that's what Rava himself holds. That's the Tais in Avodah Zarah. Tais in Avodah Zarah said, "It seems that Rava holds like Rabbi Shmuel, so maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel." Then Tais said, "Chas v'shalom, how can the halacha be Rabbi Shmuel?" Rava's only saying, "I'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel." But Tais in Ksumas apparently held that Rava really holds like Rabbi Shmuel. I think that's where the Agos Hashri passes like Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Agos Shri saw Rava holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Anyway, that's a side thing. Who has that halacha? But the Kapanah Tais is telling me there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Rava holds like Rabbi Shmuel by Avodah Zarah. It's talking to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, according to Rava, since he's a Rabbi Shmuelnik, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. So there's no chilek between the Gimel Averis and any other Averis. And even by these three Averis Chamuris, the halacha is Yav Ibitzino, Yav Rabbi Al Yehar. And the Agos Shri is Mufurish. The Agos Shri says there's no chilek between the Omeri, that there's no chiluk. Tais Nafi Tess only says, I'll leave with the Rabbah. The Agos Hashri says it's a halacha, because apparently holds, if that's what Rabbah holds, that's what the halacha is. The Agos Hashri says there's no chiluk. Omeri, that there's no chiluk between the Gimel Averis and any other Averis. The Kulu, but Sinner, you should be over, and before Hesse, you have to be Mosin Nefesh. By Kol Averis, you should be because we hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbah holds like Rabbi Shmuel. And Tais Nachav Zayin and Abad Azaris is the same thing, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, And he's done over there. Does Rava hold like a? And if Rava holds like a Bishmol, then according to Rava too. But at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no chiluk between these three averis and kol averis shabatera. Bitzino yavah v'al yehorig. And if it's the verhesia and it's not l'hanos atzmoi, then it's yehorig v'al yavah. So of course the pell is, first of all, just because Rabbi Shmuel has chiluk by Avodah Zarah, who says he's chiluk by Gilirai Shishuchazdam? We don't find any more. Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik by Gilui Rashi Shikhazon. We only find that he's chaylik by Avodah Zarah. Who told that Tosfos over there, those Balei Tosfos, that Rabbi Shmuel by all three? Moreover, even if we'll say maybe the Svara that Gilui Arayis is a kavah chaymer from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is more chaymer than Gilui Arayis. So if by Avodah Zarah Rabbi Shmuel holds that Yavar v'Al Yehorig, So maybe it's a kalachayim to gil your eyes. But shvichas domim. Shvichas domim is a sorrow. My chos is the domim, the dogs look famous domim the day. You have a vachaybem, he also has a vachaybem. That's nothing to the chaymer avera. The avera might be very chomer, but it's just as chomer his death, death is your death. So how can Rabbi Shmuel be chaylik? How can Rabbi Shmuel be chaylik on the sorrow of my chos? The chaylim asked this on that. Here, you have your hand up for a long time.
Could it be that we see from Rabbi Shmuel and Yuma?
Oh, very good.
That he already holds that Shechas Domim is Minchat Philosophic Drag Nefesh, and therefore he can't wear out the Hekesh.
So that's what I want to say. That the Tais is held like this. Maybe Tais is held like this. You see Rabbi Shmuel himself holds up the Guch Nefesh as Takadoich Shechas Domim. By Bob Machteris, Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Shvichas Domim. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Chavachayim. Madach Pikuach Nefesh, Deiche Shvichas Domim. He doesn't have Chiyuva Deroide for Rabbi Shmuel. Deroide is no Chiyuva Deroide. He's not Chayim Yisrael. It's Pikuach Nefesh. And he's also a Nefesh, my Chazer. So that's the Xeris HaKosov. That by Abod Machteres, we don't reckon with the Pikuach Nefesh of the Tanav, only with the Pikuach Nefesh of the Baal HaBayis. But Akoponim, the Pikuach Nefesh of the Baal HaBayis, is Deiche the Chaymer Yisrael Shvichas Domim. Because it's still, Rabbi Shmuel holds, and it's killing the Ganav, is Shvichas Domim. We may not reckon with the Pikuach Nefesh of the Ganav, but it's Shvichas Domim. And the Pikuach Nefesh of the Baal HaBayis is Deich, and even the Sofik Pikuach Nefesh of the Baal HaBayis is Deich, the Iser Shvichos Domim. So, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, how much Gemara Mefureshes? That Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, Pikuach Nefesh is Deich, the Chomer Iser Shvichos Domim. I think I would agree that it could be that in a case of my Chosis, Rabbi Shmuel would agree you can't kill the guy. Somebody says, kill him or I'm going to kill you. Rabbi Shmuel might very well probably agree that you can't kill him. Because there, Pikuach Nefesh is not a heter. Because your Pikuach Nefesh, he also has Pikuach Nefesh. That's my Chosis. But at least in a... So that's not the Chaymer Yisr of Shechas Domim. That's because there's just two Pikuach Nefesh in play. But in a case where there's only one Pikuach Nefesh in play, like by Bob Machteres, then the Pikuach Nefesh, the Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that Pikuach Nefesh is Deuche, the Chaymer Yisr of Shechas Domim. So now, Nechzi Anan, what would Rabbi Shmuel hold about Gilei Arayos? The Gemara says, and Agamara says, that since by Shechas Domim, these are my choses, and it can't be doicha. So we don't have Gilei Arayos from Shechas Domim. But the fear of Shmuel, the emes is Pikuach Nefesh, is doicha Shechas Domim. Just not in a case where there are two Pikuach Nefesh. But when there's only one Pikuach Nefesh, daka doicha the chomer is Shechas Domim. So how could Rabbi Shmuel learn? I don't think Rabbi Shmuel could learn the drosha of Gilei Arayos to Shechas Domim. Because what's the by Gilei Arayos, there's no double Pikuach Nefesh. There's only one Pikuach Nefesh. There it's taka only a shaila on the chaymer iser. In fact, the chaymer even grappled that how do we learn out Gilei Arayos from Shechas Domim? It's not analogous. By Shechas Domim, it's not the chaymer iser Shechas Domim. It's that there's two Pikuach Nefesh. By Gilei Arayos, it's the chaymer iser of Gilei Arayos. So how do we learn out Gilei Arayos from Shechas Domim at all? Okay, so that's the Xeris HaKosov. That's the Hekesh. Then even though they're not exactly analogous. But we learn out that the chaymer that just like by Shechas Domim lemaisa you can't kill him because of my chosis. So we learn out that huadin you can't do it by Shechas Domim by Gilei Arayos. It can't be it's yarav galgava by Gilei Arayos. But for a different reason entirely, it's how the chaymer iser of Gilei Arayos. And then some chaymer say now that by Gilei Arayos it's mitzad the chaymer iser, so maybe we learn back to Shechas Domim that it's also mitzad the chaymer iser. Also besides the my chosis is read like that. But upon him. At least by Gilei Arayos, what we want to learn out is that the Chomer Iser of Gilei Arayos stands fast against Pikuach Nefesh. The Chomer Iser of Gilei Arayos overrides Pikuach Nefesh. And we want to learn that out from Shvichas Domim. Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, you're happy to learn out to change. By Shvichas Domim itself, you want to learn out Gilei Arayos from Shvichas Domim. You don't even learn that Shvichas Domim from Shvichas Domim. By Shvichas Domim itself, in a case where there's only one Pikuach Nefesh and it's Pikuach Nefesh versus the Chaymer Yisrael Shvichas Domim, so which one wins? Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Deiche Shvichas Domim. That's Bava Machteres. That, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is the paradigm that Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Yisurim because it's Deiche Shvichas Domim, which is Matame Yisarat. Kadlochayim Tashar Yisurim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche the Chaymer Yisrael Shvichas Domim. If Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche the Chaymer Yisrael Shvichas Domim, then Shvichas Domim, then I can't learn out from Gilei Arayos that Gilei Arayos is doicha Pikuach Nefesh. How can Gilei Arayos be more than Shechas Domim itself? Shechas Domim itself, the Chaymer Iser of Pikuach Nefesh, the Chaymer Iser of Shechas Domim is overridden by Pikuach Nefesh. So if you want to compare Gilui Raisa to Shlichus Tamim, so the Chaim Arisa of Gilui Raisa is also overridden by Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel Lushitosoi is going to have to be Chaylik by Gilui Raisa and Shlichus Tamim too. Because Rabbi Shmuel Lushitosoi holds that Pikuach Nefesh taka doicha Shlichus Tamim. Of course, in the case of my Chosis, then it won't, because there's two Pikuach Nefesh. But where there's only one Pikuach Nefesh taka doicha Shlichus Tamim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, who had in that Pikuach Nefesh will be doicha Gilui Raisa. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel al Korcha is going to be chaylik by all three cases. So maybe that's the pshat in this Tosis. The Tosis for Dovah Poshe, Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik by all three Averis. He's building on Rabbi Shmuel's. From the Shmuel in Agam Rois, he's chaylik by Eva Dezor. And from the Rabbi Shmuel in Yuma, that's a lot to read in the Tosis, but in the, from the Rabbi Shmuel in Yuma, you see the Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik by Gili Raish and Shvichos Dom Mizwa. Eshe. The Maisa, it's still difficult to me. I mean, the butts, I think, is a good, the sores, I think, is very solid sore. I'm bothered because, I'm still bothered because, Tosin Ksuvah is not your test, that's why before I wanted to contextualize it. Tosin Ksuvah is not talking to Rabbi Shmuel himself. He's talking to Rava. Rava said, Rava quoted Omamai, that Kol Averis Shebetorah is, you know, is Kuch Nefesh overrides everything. Chutz Megili Raish, because Omamai Avad Azar. Tosin said, that's Rava himself really doesn't hold the way. Because Rava himself holds like Rabbi Shmuel. And Rav himself holds that all of errors are the same. Rav himself? Rav Shmuel himself, maybe. Rav, how do you know? I know that Rav holds like Rav Shmuel by Avod Azor. That's not the word in the Avod Azor, that meant in the Dalin. The Rav said, Rav Tzino, Rav Faresi by Avod Azor, Rav holds like Rav Shmuel. But Gilei Aishin Shvichus Dom Mechateisim. Maybe there he doesn't hold like Rav Shmuel. And especially because Rav is the one who said, was the one who said, Kulu Istu Pircha? Rav is one who said Chazak in the Maimon Asmei Al Maimon. Rav holds that Bob Machteris is only when he's a body, not when he's a Sofik, because you have to chiyuv with the Reidif. Chomer, because Rav. So Rav is not on the issue of Bob Machteris. Rav is not on Rabbi Shmuel's team. So if Taisa would have been talking Rabbi Shmuel, Taisa isn't. So then are we okay? Rabbi Shmuel talking maybe Smuchut that all three are the same. There's no Shichus Dom Gili Rais. It's all everything's the same. But Tosis is not saying it in Rabbi Shmuel, he's saying it in Rava. It's very hard to know where to get it in Rava. Here, Rava is like Rabbi Shmuel in Avod Zara. What does that do with Gilui Raisa and Shlichus Dom? And especially Shlichus Dom, when it's in my chazus. That's on the one hand. So I'm not so happy about the Tosis in over there, even after this chesed. On the other hand, I think we have here a kasha now on Tosis by us. Because Taisa by Yosef Amud Beis is talking not Rav, it's talking Rabbi Shmuel. And Taisa says that Rabbi Shmuel, Hashem v'chayvim, Hashem v'chayvim, Gilui Raisin Shichus Domim, because Rabbi Shmuel agrees that by Gilui Raisin Shichus Domim, you have to be Moisei Nefesh. Rabbi Shmuel himself holds by Gilui Raisin Shichus Domim, you have to be Moisei Nefesh. The Gemara says in Yomo that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Pikuch Nefesh is Doichus Shichus Domim. There's no Machosis over there, but fine, but if you take Machosis out of the picture, Pikuch Nefesh is Doicha Shvichus Domim according to Rabbi Shmuel. And if Pikuch Nefesh is Doicha Lechayim Erisav Shvichus Domim, then the Chayim Lechayim that I said is right. If it's Doicha Lechayim Erisav Shvichus Domim, it should be Doicha Lechayim Erisav Gilei Rais as well. It will be a very strange universe in which we're going to say that Rabbi Shmuel would hold that yes, Pikuch Nefesh is Doicha Lechayim Erisav Shvichus Domim, like you see by Bob Machteris. But since by a Maichoz's case it's not, and Gilei Rais is compared to Shvichus Domim, and it's not compared to Bob Machteret, it's compared to Shvichus Domim in general, so that's Megala, that by Gilei Arayis, Pikuach Nefesh is not Doicha the Chayim Arisa of Gilei Arayis. So it'll come out that the Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha the Chayim Arisa of Shvichus Domim, but it's not Doicha the Chayim Arisa of Gilei Arayis. That would be very, that's somewhat strange. I think that's hard to hear. So in a way, I'm not happy with anybody. I'm not, as if you would ask me, I would say Rabbi Shmuel is Chalik by all three, because he's Chalik by Avodah Zarah, and that's Agamar. And he's chaluk by Shvichus Dom, that's the Gemara Yuma, and Gili Raisa is hukus to Shvichus Dom. So Rabbi Shmuel is chaluk and everything. But Rava, make a taste. Rava only fine by Gili, by Rava maybe holds like Rabbi Shmuel by Avodah Zarah, but not by the other two. That's neither like the neither Tosis. Tosis and Suvas Daf Yutes says that even Rava is chaluk by all three. And Tosis by us says that even Rabbi Shmuel is only chaluk by Gili, by Avodah Zarah, not by Gili Raisa and Shvichus Dom. Yeah, so I don't have a good answer for anybody. It's a good kasha.
Tosis and Ksuvos means can't also be inferring from Avodah Zarah that Rava passes in Rabbi Shmuel.
And then a kuddel of a desire, but who says by Gilir Ashen Shri Fasdam? Especially since Rabbi Shmuel's Lishitosoi, because he learned the old Tolta Bob Machteres, is Midin Vigov Nefesh. But Rabba holds that Bob Machteres is Midin Chiyuv Adaroidev, he has to be a Ladi Bob Machteres. I mean, maybe that's, you know, Shtuka Chlera, we said then, but I think that was also very, very, that we substantiated very much.
Did
you get the vibe between Avodah Zarah and the other? Yeah, Avodah Zarah is Rabba holds like Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't dash in the after. Shri Chasdam is a Sora, my Chosis. And Gili Reis is Lukash Dabar Azor. And Gili Reis rather is Lukash to Shukh's Dabar. So Rabbi Shmuel Lishitosi has a new Dimai Bom Machteres, that Bom Machteres is a little Sophic Balas Ginefoshes, and it's Midin Pukuch Nefesh. So fine, so it's coin to Rabbi Shmuel, you see Taka, so coin to Rabbi Shmuel, the Chaybem is Deuche Shukh's Dabar. Pukuch Nefesh is Deuche Shukh's Dabar. And that's Rabbi Shmuel in Yuba. And that's his Mokka, that Pukuch Nefesh is Deuche Yisur, because it's Deuche even Shukh's Dabar. So if you Rabbi Shmuel, but to say that Rabba holds that way, who says Rabba holds that way? The mokka from Bob Machteres, you don't have a coin to Rabba. Because a coin to Rabba, Bob Machteres is a vade. And if it's a vade, then presumably, and only a vade, not a sofik. And if it would be Pikuch Nefesh, it would even be a sofik, because even sofik Pikuch Nefesh is a doicha. Al Koch Bob Machteres is not within Pikuch Nefesh, it's within Chiyuv Adaroidev. And that we were Mechich and Agamar, that the Agamar holds that the Bob Machteres is Chiyuv Adaroidev, not else Pikuch Nefesh. Pikuch Nefesh is not doicha of Shukhazdan. Bob Machteres is within Chiyuv Adaroidev, maybe even need Asherah according to Agamar, Achak is an Agamar. The Shittas of Gemara, the Shittas of Babli, not Rabbi Shmuel, is that Bob Machteres is Chiyuv Adaroidev. We have a lot of bias to that, that Machteres is Chiyuv Adaroidev. Our Kapanim, there's no reason to think that Rava is following Rabbi Shmuel by Gilir Ashen Shri Chasdam. The finishes. Any of that. Okay, any questions? Okay, so we'll stop here. I want to talk tomorrow. Well, I want to go back a little bit to Gemara and Yuma. So you should look again at Gemara and Yuma, because I don't know if that will, you know, take a few places over there. And then there's a Ran in Samach Aleph in the base in Sanhedrin, where he talks about Oyvim Yavol Meiro. Basically, what I want to talk through a little bit is, it's going to touch on a bunch of things, but what I want to basically talk about is, there's a Gemara that Oyvim Me'avo Me'irom Chayk Zvayin Rov Abayis is Chayv Rov is Potter. We pass my goal. Oyvim Me'avo Me'irom, according to Moshe Shaina, means there's Oyvim Davar Zara Me'avas Odom or Me'iras Odom. He went to Chad for somebody, so he was bowed down to his Davar Zara. Or he was afraid that somebody's going to beat him up, so he bowed down to an Avodah Zarah. Shalom, if it's here, it's Nefoshes, or even a lesser Yira. Shalom. But Akapanam, Oyvim Avi Yira is Potter, because Gemara says it lacks in Kabbalah Salihos. It lacks in the quality of the act of Avodah Zarah. Because it's not a Kabbalah Salihos, so you're Potter. It's not really Avodah Zarah. So the Rishayim asks, so why is the Arab Eliyahu? It's not Avodah Zarah. Every case of oinus is without kabbalah silihus. It's oivin meir. If it's oivin meir, it's not really avodah zarah. If it's not really avodah zarah, then why is it here on goyava? So Tosfos Hamachalav on the base of the top asked the kasha. You see the Tosfos, the first two lines in Tosfos asked the kasha, and Tosfos, but you're not nenish, but lechatchilah is here on goyava, and then he's asma. And the Ran brings all the riches about it, Ben David and the Ramban. So I want to talk about that, and I also want to talk about, in the same vein, if Oyvim Me'avo Me'ira is not really Avodah Zarah, so why is the Behemah Nesir? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says if they were ma'anis him to be Meshachavah to Behemah, so Reb Zeirah says the Behemah is not Nesir. Rav says the Behemah is Nesir. Why is the Behemah Nesir? Vizpah for Esir, Rav says the Behemah is Nesir. Rav himself holds Oyvim Me'ira is Potter. So it's not really Avodah Zarah. It's not really Avodah Zarah, why is the Behemah also? So that's a set of questions, and I think it's going to bring us into the issues of the Yahavah, and maybe back to the Tosfos and Psachim. Is the Yahavah the same as the Avodah Zarah, not the same as the Avodah Zarah? So I want to talk that through a little bit. And I want to talk that through a little bit. And that Ran in Samach Aleph is very interesting. The Ramban that he quotes is also very interesting. That's the Ramban that says that he agrees to the Rambam that the oinus you potter. Even by Gimel Averes Chamuris was Yarav Yavar, but if you did it, you potter. But Shaz is the Ramban the same as the Rambam Samish, or it's not exactly the same as the Rambam. It's also something to discuss over there. So basically, you know, see the Gemara about Azara, see the Ran by Ibn Abba Meira, also that Tysus about Ibn Tysus Samachalot in the days. It's a tiny little Tysus. Samachalot in the days. Tysus Rabba Mapotter, but just the first few lines of Tysus. The first three lines of Tysus, with the Ran, the Ran's already a long Ran. And to plug that into the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, what happened in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah with the issue of the Avodah Meira?